This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
The last question is, where do you find your biggest inspiration? That's my last question to you.
You know, when I started off, my biggest inspiration still today comes from when I'm zoned out, I'm relaxed. I'll try to meditate, I'll fail because I came up with a great idea.
That is amazing. I do that.
Hey, you know, you're having a shower, or, you know, when I'm really obsessed about something, I'll actually dream about it too.
Yeah.
And that's where things really happen. As I've evolved, though, I've learned that this is only one channel of inspiration and it can be dangerous. You must validate everything. If most companies are at a stage where you can validate things with customers, so go to customers, go to advisors and use that as inspiration. The most practical progress comes when inspiration comes from inspired problems, especially problems that customers have that you can talk to them about and you can build around that. So that is how I would answer it today. In the past, it was when I was dozing off and in La La Land, I'd have all these like, you know, crazy ideas. Now it's when I'm wearing my, you know, experienced entrepreneur hat, I go talk to customers and I validate things. And now sitting on the investor side, I'll tell you something, ideas are cheap. There are a lot of people working on great companies and great ideas. And if you think you're early, you're probably not. You need to be paranoid and you need to assume the startup idea you're working on. There are many people around the world working on it right now at the same time. And you know, I see this as an investment. I get to see ideas that are magnificent. And then I'll see other companies that also seem to be working on similar things too. And so, yeah, you see the overall landscape. It's about execution. It's not about ideas. And the difference in success or execution goes back to customers. You might have this really great idea, it'll never get off the ground if you don't validate it with customers. Go validate it with customers, and the company that does will be the one that gets a logo on their deck. Critical to raising money, get a logo on your deck. Logos on your deck, preferably, right?
Yeah.
Real customers versus their, this is a big market, this is a great idea. Believe in me, I'm confident. Well, you're confident, but you're also a maniac because you know you're not taking the required steps. You're in denial.
Yeah.
Go prove it. Go get customers. Then you're not a maniac. Then you're a genius.
That's really interesting. I 100% agree with that. I also think it's also about, you know, as you said, go and validate your ideas. But if you are and someone else is validating your ideas, don't give up. Determination, right? If someone else is doing it, well, they might fall at the fifth hurdle.
Back to PropTech here, there's no excuse if you're a PropTech entrepreneur to not get on LinkedIn, to literally go on social media, to call everyone you know and ask for an introduction to an apartment owner or an insurance broker or a real estate agent, whoever your customer segment is, go out and talk to people. And often you'll find, especially in real estate, people are so busy making money that there's no incentive to innovate. And so they're not looking at technology all the time. And so it's refreshing. You're doing them a favor when you talk to them about your idea, your company. Yeah. You're doing them a favor because you're enriching their perspective.
Definitely.
And that is, no excuse. If you're a PropTech and you're an entrepreneur, you've got to go out and talk to customers.
Definitely.